you everyone for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast. Yay!
Yay! Yay!
In which we watch an episode of The Golden Girls and then we dissect it scene by scene because we are ridiculous. I am Anthony DeSamito.
And I am Therese Salufo. I am filling in for Genevieve Rice while she is in Europe gallivanting.
Gallivanting and losing her passport and being stranded. Right. But she got a passport.
Yes.
And she's fine. So don't worry, listeners. Genevieve is safe in London.
She will be back.
And today, we have a very awesome special guest. We're so excited to have him, the very funny Roberto Rodriguez.
Hello, 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 Roberto Rodriguez. Let me translate Roberto Rodriguez.
Roberto Rodriguez.
Just in case.
It's a lot of R's to roll.
Right. It's a practice. We get out, we learn how to breastfeed, and then we know how to go. That's it.
Just milk in our tongues.
Going mm-hmm. I can't do it.
It's a talent. It really is.
So thank you so much for being
here.
No,
thank you for having me, man. I'm excited to do this. I've been wanting to do this since SLO when you told me about it. Mm-hmm. And I follow it. The podcast is hilarious.
Awesome.
My brother is a big Golden Girls fan.
Nice.
He is a huge Golden Girls fan. Ever since he was a little kid, it was just one of those things that he would always watch. And then as a grown adult, you know, my brother's 300 pounds. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, what's up, man? Yeah, I like Golden Girls. Ike. What?
He has like Sophia tattooed on her chest.
Yeah. Like, and then he flexes it and it turns into Blanche real quick. Because the skin gets all tight. It's all Sophia Blanche. Sophia Blanche.
It gets boobs. It gets taller. So as you grew up together, you watched Golden Girls, but he just kept.
Well, I'm 8 years older than him.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of grew up differently. And he lived in Mexico with my mom. My mom had moved down there for 8 years, and he would just watch that because it was the only thing on American TV that had that English on it. So he would watch it, and he would just love. He loved these girls. He's one of those Mexicans, though, that we like to sit down. We like to get some coffee,
right?
Get a little bread, and be like, "No, tell me what he said." He said that she said that Tracy was talking to Kevin. Oh my God, are you serious? And then his wife is like, "Do you have to be such a gossiper?" He's like, "Not right now, honey." Right? He's like, "Ponle más café. Put some more coffee on. We got some stuff to do." That's his favorite thing to do. Yeah, that's his favorite thing to do. When he goes to visit my grandmother, he's like, "Nana, are we gonna have coffee at 3 o'clock?" He talks exactly like that. "Nana, Nana, Nana, I love you. Are we gonna have coffee? I love you." So he's great.
Amazing.
Oh, he is amazing. He is amazing.
Awesome. He's my spirit animal.
He lives in Tucson.
He lives in Tucson.
Cool.
And he's been involved with the church his whole life. We just celebrated his son's first birthday yesterday.
Oh, great.
Yay.
Awesome.
So
cute. Aww. My little needy, like his little feet, like a Mexican people. Like, I just want to eat his feet. They look like little rolls. Like they're so chunky, like
little tortas.
Yeah, because he was born 2 months. 2 months early, so he was long, but he wouldn't filled out yet, and now he looks at his parents, he looks at me, he's like, "Man, I got a lot of work to do.
I got a lot of work to do.
I need to feed myself. I want to fit in."
So he's with your brother.
Yeah, so now he's getting chunky, and he's got little chunky cheeks and his little thighs. I just want to eat them. Like, it's weird. Yeah, because I don't have kids yet, so like.
Right.
I look at all those and I'm like, yeah, and then they start crying. I'm like, "Hey, bro, you gotta get your son."
Awesome. Well, we watched an awesome episode of The Golden Girls.
Yes.
I liked this episode a lot.
Yeah,
we
did too.
Some duds, so we are happy.
You know, just like stand up. You know, not every joke could be a winner.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Not every joke can knock it out of the park.
You can't have winners without losers.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
You know what? They came correct with this episode, though. They came correct.
All I could think of, instead of Straight Outta Compton, the movie, I just see all four of them walking out like, "A crazy mother brother named Blanche, son." What are the parameters of the show? There's no cussing, no.
Oh, you can fucking cuss. Yeah, you can.
Okay, I just didn't know if we don't talk about Blanche's chichis.
We say like twat a lot.
I think on the last episode I said Blanche needed a box of condoms or a diaphragm.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So then, all right, cool. Then I don't have to feel so censored.
All right. So we watched the episode, season 2, episode 20, and it is titled, "Whose Face Is This Anyway?" It was the nip tuck of Golden Girls episodes for reals, except nothing gets nipped or tucked.
Exactly.
And so the original air date was February 28th, 1987.
When was it?
February 28th, 1987. And so 30 years ago, almost.
I was 2 years old.
Thank you for making me feel old. Not only thank you for being a friend, but thank you for making me feel old.
I won't say how old I was. Okay, now I want to make you feel bad.
What year?
87.
Holy smacks, dude. I was already like 10.
Oh.
Just out there in the streets grinding.
Grinding?
Yeah.
Like on people.
Rising and grinding.
That too. With my transistor radio, like, hey, tres ganas.
With your antenna headphones.
With the antenna headphones.
Like Sophia had.
This is a great episode because, like, the first thing they come in with is a big old, like, VHS camcorder.
Right. Old school.
Yeah,
old school.
Super old school.
So, what we do is Genevieve usually does the synopsis for the listeners, but Therese, would you do the synopsis today?
I would love to, Anthony.
Okay.
There's basically two main things happening in this episode. One of them is that Rose is making a documentary for her college class at the junior college, which we didn't even know she went to,
right?
School at night. That's very strange. But anyway. And the second thing is that Blanche has a reunion with her sorority sisters, and she is super excited to go, and she wants to be like the hottest, and she's super excited to show off, and then she ends up coming back early because she wasn't the prettiest and she's sad about it, and then she kind of launches into a crazy little escapade of ups and downs. Ups and downs emotionally, that she's beautiful and she's not. She decides she might want plastic surgery. She goes
that was an intense roller coaster
to get it, but then decides not to at the end. But yeah, it was a roller coaster of emotions.
Thank you, Therese. So the first scene, right, Rose comes in with an old school camera and she's doing a documentary, which we don't even know, like we've never seen her before, like do, like be in night school or
so it's really weird.
It's really strange. And Dorothy is just like watering the plant's leaves, not even like the
spraying water onto, like, and I think they were fake plants too. And,
yeah, but don't you like wipe them down?
Yeah,
she's just
exactly.
Like, they're already like drenched in water when like she started watering them.
Four, 67 takes. I didn't see a difference in one of them.
That was her best watering take.
At least get a feather duster.
Right, yeah.
Swiffer wasn't
or
around.
Or like
yet.
Just like a moist towel.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like she's just, they'll air dry, whatever. Don't give a fuck. Okay, and so Dorothy doesn't like being on camera because she thinks she's gonna look like Fess Parker. She's the one that brings it up,
right? Yeah. And then everybody else says it like 20 million times,
and she gets super mad because everybody says it when she's the one that brought it up first.
Yeah.
But who? Okay,
yeah.
Because I'm not like my brother kind of fan. Who is Fess Parker?
Fess Parker was like David Crockett
back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he was like really handsome back in the day. But
it
like,
doesn't, I don't get that joke really.
Well, like as he got older, he got like saggier. And I think that was the reference. Like by 87, he was really like
already old.
Yeah. He
looking
was really
like
gross looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're basically saying that Dorothy looks like a dude, which is like a running joke in Golden Girls. Right. And so Sophia comes in and she's like, Rose wants her to be in the film and then in the documentary. And Sophia says that she will do it if there's like a sex scene. She'll be down for it if there was a sex scene, right?
Yeah.
If there's a nude part, which I was like... Rose.
But I was like, I kind of like that fact that she's so like into sexy it. Like that.
Yeah.
she's into it.
Overtly.
I know she was thinking when they're thinking plastic surgery, she's like, maybe I can get vaginal rejuvenation.
When she goes into like that room, she's like, she went back in and fucking, he's like, hey, Mr. D or G Gino. You can't move, but I saw you had a hard on. So, okay, so Sophia's naughty. Okay. So she, Blanche comes in and she's excited about her reunion with the sorority girls.
Yes, she's very excited.
It's been 30 years since she's seen them. And the Alpha Gammas obviously all ended up having tons of money.
Right?
Rich.
Right?
And like all of them were beautiful. Like, that's what got me. It was like, yeah.
And this episode hit a little bit close to home to me because I'm coming up on my 20-year reunion. Uh-huh. I know, Anthony, it's hard to imagine,
it's
but
okay.
I haven't had kids, or I don't have, you know, a wife, so I don't have gray hairs, but 20 years, bro.
You look good for your age.
I was the same thing. Yeah. I'm going to do fat raps. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care, man. I want to go out there and just be like, yo, what's up? Hello, ladies.
What up?
So I know exactly what she's thinking about, right? I want to be the best looking one at the reunion.
Last night there was this guy that I worked with 5 years ago at Cracker Barrel in Flagstaff, and I saw him at the show. And he was like, I wasn't sure if that was you up there. And I was like, how can you not know it was me? And then on my drive home, I was like, oh, it's probably because I got super fat. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no. But
maybe it was your hair, bro. It was your hair.
I was like, but you didn't want to say, like, I didn't know that your face got that fat.
It was something. God. That's awful. I do stuff like that too. Like, I just, this hit close to home for me because, like, as a female, when you're in your late 20s, like, you're like, oh, it's all downhill from here. Like,
that's it. Ways. Once you hit 25 and you can rent a car, you're like, that's it. What do I got to look forward to?
I'm almost 30, and I, you know, have done a lot of things in my life where my looks are like acting and stuff. Like, shit. That's really what you're judged on the most.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I'm never going to be hot like I was when I was 21. Like,
damn
again.
It. Now I got to have substance.
Exactly. And I like that. I like that. I mean, that's my.
You're like, shit. Now my brains are finally going to be useful.
I remember when I was 21, me and my friend Claire, my best friend, we were at Ross for some reason, and there was like a mirror, and we were like checking ourselves out, and I was like, Claire, this is the best we're gonna look. And then this moment of depression like scanned over us. Yeah. You're like, ugh.
I think about that like every day. I'm like, this is the best I'm gonna look for the rest of my life because it's just gonna keep getting worse every single day, and I'm gonna turn into a complete trash baby.
I'm really putting the Cindy Crawford eye creams on. I'm like, I'm not giving up.
So I didn't know that plastic surgery was so big in 87.
I, like, really didn't know that either.
Well, it was new.
It was new.
Yeah. It was very new. It was very the in vogue thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like doing coke, so they wanted, you know, to get the bags out of their eyes.
And I thought what was interesting too is that, like, she thought she could have plastic surgery that would just change the entire way that she looked. And it's
right.
Like, that makes sense though in 87.
Right.
Because they don't know. It's like a new thing.
Right.
It's so new. It's so new. They're just like, dude, you can do anything.
You can have any face.
They're like, oh man, can I cut off that girl's face and put it on my face? Like, that's basically what she wants them to do.
In the 80s, wasn't there a show called I Want a Famous Face? And then they had people on that show like change their faces. Do you remember that?
That sounds familiar. But I also feel like when plastic surgery first started, it probably was like they were just like, we'll just try some shit. Like,
right.
They probably
yeah,
did
there's
crazier
definitely,
shit.
There's
like,
definitely yeah. People that were the guinea
pigs, like, oh,
right?
Well, we'll just try to stick some shit in this girl's boob and hopefully it works out for her, you know? Right.
And then they started busting years later.
And then there's this part where they're talking about sororities and how, like, Dorothy was never able to be in a sorority because she got blackballed. I had to look up what blackballed meant, but I got the reference.
You were thinking like, Mandingo? Is that a negative?
You're like, what does
blackball me?
She got some black balls.
Uh-huh.
She couldn't be in it. And then there was this whole castrating thing that that Rose talks about, like her sorority castrated sheep, and that's how you got in.
Yes.
And, yeah, and then like.
Well, that's some podunk 4-H stuff right there, man. That's like, yo, don't get me twisted. I got my sheep in third place. I am proud.
Come on, Jessica, grab the goat. Mm-hmm.
Because she was like, she's from like
Minnesota.
Minnesota,
yeah. Okay. Rural Minnesota, St. Olaf.
Yeah, she can make real butter.
Yeah,
she churns that butter.
She
could
churn that butter.
I'm sure that sorority, the Alpha Yams, where you
churn. I don't think it was a sorority either. I think it was 4-H.
She probably did like blogging.
She called herself a sorority. It was PG 4-H college level. They know how to do log rolling.
They're like, let's
go support our men at the lumberjack championships. Let's do it. Yes. I'd love to climb a bear.
I want them to be impressed with my castrated skin.
That's the first thing guys in Minnesota go for. They're like, yo, I'm looking for a woman that's got nice tits, a big ass, and can cut the balls off a sheep. I'll shave the son of a bitch, but she gotta cut them all at the same time while the soup is boiling.
While she castrates a sheep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's so disturbing.
Cut those balls.
You just turned this into an animalistic three-way.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. Not my rose. Not my rose.
And there's multiple alpha yams doing this.
Rose, I noticed during this episode, especially, like, she has, like, dead eyes, you guys.
Yeah.
Like, have you, like, look at her face. She always looks like, and I think it's her acting, like, she just, you know.
Oh, yeah, right. She tries, like, you know, she tries to look spacey,
she,
like.
Tries to, like, but it's, like, right. It's very, like,
or she took a lot of good coke.
Her looks and the goats. When Sophia mentioned that she could have any eligible goat bachelor or goat farmer, Rose's eyes.
Oh, that was
like,
hilarious.
Oh, Rose's eyes, like she got.
She got a like little bit like.
Clitoris got tickled. She's like, goat farmer.
She's like, that's what I'm into.
Think how manly a guy from freaking Minnesota that can castrate fucking sheep, dude. You go to a goat farmer in Italy, huh? A little mozzarella and wine. Brochetta, whatever the fuck they eat up there.
There's a lot of castrating and courting in this episode.
I was like, damn,
there's
these
goats.
These are
there's
men.
A lot of goats for some reason.
An abundance of goats.
That's bad.
Oh man. Okay, and so the next scene.
But can we just say one real quick? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interject. I think that was funny, the story that Sophia told about the goat farmer.
Yeah.
Because she was all like, yeah, you know, like this bitch came in and right?
So what happened was she was the most beautiful woman in her town. And then Maria, a.k.a. Muffin.
That's what it was
like, named. What the fuck? Her nickname was Muffin?
That's ridiculous.
Like, they're just like, what
and
do we like about her?
Paladino.
Muffin. Where she's like, what do you want to call me? Muffin.
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 Do you like my muffin? Ay, yo soy bella italiana, muffin.
Muffin, right.
Don't you
Italian
think it's weird
word?
When people like tell you, like introduce themselves as their nickname if their nickname is like something weird like muffin?
Yeah,
like,
because
hi, I'm muffin.
And it's like, weird because what? Then they say, yeah, hi, I'm muffin, but my friends call me or you know, like, but my close friends call me Jim or something like that.
And it's weird that her name was Muffin and it was like in Italy when Muffin would be a different word.
Yeah. It's just like, ridiculous. Like, the writers are like, what do we call her?
Yeah,
Muffin. Just call her Muffin.
Definitely yeah, Muffin.
It's, not a, it's midnight, dude. Let's get the hell out of here.
They were Calzone. That's Italian. Like what, you know, like so what's the Italian?
Wasn't breadstick? Her last name Paladino?
It was Paladino.
But it was like 12 last names.
Yeah,
but also she was named Muffin. But
the Palomino or Muffin for sure.
AKA Muffin.
AKA Muffin.
She was...
But her friends called her Muffin.
Oh. But her friends called her Muffin. Hey.
You are what you eat.
You wrote down something
else. Because more what gets eaten.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because it was the greatest thing that Sophia said when she was like, do you think I was born with white hair and ass like and an ass
it
like Play-Doh?
It has like Play-Doh.
I bet it
so
tastes
good.
Like Play-Doh all salty.
Gross.
And then what she said... dude. I just got that taste in my mouth and I feel like... I just ate Sophia like groceries, man. I think I just ate it like a cupcake, not a muffin.
How do you do that? Like, I don't want to think about any of those ladies right? having sex. Like, just I am sick.
Oh my this god!
Is, like, other people, like it's just like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I liked Play-Doh when I was little. I wanted to eat it. I wanted it to be edible.
You wanted to try it.
Right. They probably made it salty so you don't eat it. So kids are like, ah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
All this sodium.
And then when that lady, they said that the lady had to leave. She goes, "You know what? I'll leave the city. I'll leave the town." And all the guys follow her. He's like, "Oh, that was so sweet. What'd you do?" He's like, "I helped the bitch pack." Get the hell out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out.
Get out, muffin.
These were my dicks.
I mean, in all fairness.
That's why she married Blanche's or Dorothy's dad.
Right. Yeah.
Because all the guys left and followed her.
Even though I think her dad was like from New York, he was like from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I don't think they keep the.
They don't. There's no consistency. Yeah,
really maybe that's the fun part, just to see for people like us that are right. Like, you know what? I remember one time she said he was from Jersey. Because
there's a scene where they're
and
like,
now he's in Naples.
There's like a flashback scene when she was like Dorothy was a little girl, and he's like this Brooklyn guy, and he's like ignoring her and stuff, and it's yeah, it gets really dark like sometimes in the Golden Girls, like it's just like
seriously.
Yeah, there's an episode where Rose thinks she has AIDS. There's just yeah,
why
there's
does Rose they think talk she has AIDS
blood transfusion, like there's yeah Golden Girls, and then there's an episode where Rose like gets addicted to pills, like yeah,
get progressive.
I know, right? She's, and it's always Rose, like
yeah, and it's just like a weird context because they're so like older,
yeah, right?
And they're doing stuff that like young people.
They're like, we gotta keep up.
And you know the messed up part is if Dorothy would have been like, "I'm really a man," we would have been like, "We get it, we get it, we get it, we get it, Fez." Okay, you were in disguise.
Thank you.
You got plastic surgery, Fez.
Right at the very end, it's revealed.
And she's does
like Ellen coming yeah. out. She's yeah. like, yeah. "I'm a dude."
Yeah, poor Rose. She always. Poor Rose.
She gets the shitty end of the stick. Yeah, oh, definitely.
She's so...
And so Rose is trying to make this documentary fly on the wall style. She's like, don't look at the camera. And so Dorothy goes into the kitchen and Sophia's wearing like Italian clothing supposedly, but it looked more like Holland, you know.
Yeah, it did. Like she's putting wedding shoes out at Christmas.
Right. Yeah. You know?
Like, that's what they do.
It was like garb from Renaissance fair. It wasn't even like 20th yeah. century. It was like 16th century
and
fucking.
It wasn't even like authentic. It was like a costume.
Right.
Shot,
she looked like the Swiss Miss girl or like.
Yeah.
Like the Morgan Hagen Morgan. I think it was more German than Italian.
It was more German. Yeah. There was very.
Like, would you like a noodle?
I felt like Dutch. I felt like it was very Dutch.
Very Dutch.
I felt like it was very Dutch.
The last thing was Italian in that outfit. Like, it was not like at all.
Yeah, no, it just wasn't.
But at least it didn't make her booty look like Play-Doh. All
right.
Her booty looked nice in that.
Yeah, I was looking. I was checking it out. I'm sorry. I was checking it out.
Pop her booty out of a bottle of can.
She plays older than she really was in life, so it doesn't make me gross.
Oh, man. And so, Blanche comes in, and she's really upset. There was a whole lasagna thing where
and
she was like,
good.
Yeah, that lasagna looked a bomb ass.
But I almost tuned everything else out.
Sophia, yeah, what was that?
I almost tuned everything else out when I seen the freaking lasagna. I was like,
oh, fucking good.
Look at the cheese, it was all bubbling. I was like, bitch, you didn't cook that. All I heard from the girls were like, rrr, 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 rrr. I was like, lasagna, lasagna, lasagna.
Lasagna, lasagna.
Is that pepperonis on the top?
And this is when Blanche comes back from her sorority reunion, all sad, like a day earlier, and she eats that lasagna the way I would eat lasagna.
Is that how you get down on that?
God, I used to like buy the Walmart $10 lasagnas when I like just graduated high school
ones?
And then like eat half of it and I'm like, did I just eat half a fucking lasagna? And then
but it's not, it's kind of shallow, so it's not that it looks big. It looks like you ate more than it than you did. Not him being shallow, I'm saying the pan shallow.
Right. Exactly.
I am Blanche. I'm shallow.
Because I've done that too.
Maybe it's a like metaphor a good way to justify it.
Blanche's shallowness, that lasagna.
Well, I think, I don't know. I thought this episode was a little bit like deeper and darker because you could tell she's just one of those people that like gets really like depressed and like can't admit it. And she's like, everything's fun. I'm fine. Right. You know, she also talks like a movie star from the
1930s.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, she's yeah. Like, oh, Sunset Boulevard. Your life's adorable. Like, she's just
a little sudden draw.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like not super, like, you know what right. I mean? It's like that, like,
Scarlett O'Hara.
Oh, that was awful. Right. I'm a horrible woman. You know, like how they used to all say that.
Well, she says that it was like, it was the most horrible display of my life, Sandy's. Yeah. She was like upset that all her friends were gorgeous,
yeah.
And no one told her she was the prettiest. Like, why? I don't think your friends like would do that. Like,
yeah.
Pick out who's the prettiest. All right, everybody, line
everybody
up.
Everybody, let's vote on who's the prettiest.
Who's the prettiest?
But she, you know, you could tell she was.
like that was a thing that happened. Like,
yeah.
I think so.
No one told me I'm the prettiest. And right. Also, like, girls are so shitty. They did probably tell her she was right.
They did.
Like, all you like hate a girl. You're like, oh my god, you're so gorgeous. Like, I love you. You look amazing. Have all of my things
because
I hate
doctor?
You so much. I'm trying to cover for it. She said, take all my things. I did that once. A girl like that. I just immediately like heard the energy. She was just disgusting, and she asked me for a cigarette, and I'm like, here, have like 7 cigarettes. Like, I don't know why.
Have my pack.
Have all of it. Have everything that I own. I don't care.
You're like, your struggle is real.
Gorgeous.
Your struggle is real with your ugly self.
Oh man.
But I could imagine the sorority that she would be with would be a bunch of freaking.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, like it's
the one
like,
oh, you're so pretty, and then you're like, that bitch is fucked.
I know, and they're like, what is she wearing?
She
would say, they would say something like, oh, well, I'm glad that you're working, you know, or something like, you know, they wouldn't say anything about our looks. Just like, I'm so glad. I'm sorry about you. I'm so glad that you're, you know, still alive.
I'm glad you chose that haircut, Blanche. It's really helping you out.
Right. And then also in that scene, like, Sophia sort of thinks that for some reason Rose's documentary was gonna like pop or so, you know.
Oh,
like,
that was gonna go viral.
Launch her into fame.
Launch her career into a cook, right? Yeah.
$5.99 lasagna.
She's like,
I'll tell you, I'm gonna go over here, it's gonna make me $1 million. My recipe is a
fun. I feel like Sophia though, like, she does that shit to entertain herself. I don't think she really thinks like that. I think she just is like one of those people that's like, how can I entertain myself today?
I'm gonna go to the freaking Goodwill. I'm gonna buy me a Guten Morgen outfit and make some lasagna and get on TV. This bitch is gonna work.
She had the costume on lock in her closet.
She sure did. That was like, from her freaky days when she used to dress up.
That's from her sexy escapades.
Yep, Oktoberfest.
And then also Rose is trying to make a documentary. And, like, as soon as something interesting happens, like when Blanche starts talking about the reunion, she puts down the camera.
Yeah, I would she doesn't be like, film anything interesting.
Filming. Because like, that's more interesting. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, when something, like, every time someone started doing something interesting, she puts it down. I'm like, you're not.
Yeah, and then when they watched it, they were like, she's like, oh, there's, you know, whoever walking into the kitchen, Dorothy walking into the kitchen, like, that's what she chose to film.
Right.
And then, but Dorothy did punk her, though. She's like, don't film this at one point.
Fuck you.
And she was like, well, you are taller than me, and you look like Fez Parker, so.
She's like, you film me, like, giving myself a pedicure.
Oh, naked.
What the fuck?
That was one of my notes that I wrote down.
Right?
Why filming naked?
Who gives themselves pedicures?
A woman in your room with a camera. Filming you naked. Like,
and also I just like didn't want to think about Dorothy naked.
Whatever.
Like,
Dorothy knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she's probably like,
she's like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
I need to work on my feet.
There's a sheep over here that needs castrating.
Want to castrate these nuts.
Like, Rose, what are you doing? You're filming the wrong thing.
You creepy ass. And then Rose is all creeper. What the fuck? She's all like in all black, like night vision. Yeah, she's like she's hunting. Like, I'm gonna get this good video. This is raw. This is all raw.
This is all raw.
This is just such. Oh my god.
You think that there's blips in the screen, but it's just all the wrinkles are bouncing off the light and it looks gross.
You're like, is that interlacing? Oh no.
Oh no. She cuts a toenail, it gets in your throat. It falls right in your mouth. Like,
your toenail just goes into the skin of the lens. Right? It's just stuck there.
The other thing that I thought of too was like how the way she was holding the camera looked so fake to me.
It's so shaky.
She had her eye in it, but I realized like, oh, obviously they didn't have like display screens that you could like watch.
How cute! It's like, where's the touch screen? Oh, you had to look in the eyepiece.
You had to look through it.
It just looks weird to me now because
For sure,
it was like, really weird. Yeah, and it was like super. She was like shaking the camera. Yeah. Like it was. She
and,
was
and we all both know that was way before motion stabilization technology.
Yeah, you gotta that video was shaky as fuck.
Her documentary was fucking.
Yeah, her documentary was not going to Sundance at that point. I don't even think YouTube would have took it at that time. If it was
in the documentary filmmaking at a junior, like I don't understand.
She has nothing in it.
See, the writers had this kind of shit in mind. They're like, what if we put a documentary in her night school class because she's going to graduate for what the fuck? She's just going.
She has nothing to do.
Let's do that. Let's see if anybody catches
really
it.
High a lot of the time. Right?
Like, we'll see if anybody catches that.
What if Rose has a camera, guys? Would that be
great? What if we make a documentary inside of this
documentary? Inside of this TV show.
And then we never see, like, after she shows the rough cut, we never see
what happens.
Yeah.
It didn't have sound.
What happened to the sound?
Like, no sound.
It's because they were like, we don't have time to go film all that shit. No.
We could just use like bad takes from the film.
Ladies, make sure you act. They're like, oh yeah, oh wow.
It's like a black and white film. And so Blanche at the end of this scene, like, freaking takes the lasagna into her room.
She was sad, huh?
She was sad. Pobrecita. She took the lasagna and she ate it in her room by herself. in the next,
which me and Anthony can totally understand, you know what I mean? But not back then because there was no Netflix. Yeah, you're right. That is just weird now. Right, now it's just weird. Like, nowadays, you'd be like, oh, he's going to go to Netflix.
Living room and eat it back then. Yeah, like in front of everybody.
With a TV tray.
She's just going to lay in bed and watch Netflix for 2 days. They're like, what is she doing? They probably didn't have more than one. She didn't even have
They only had the TV.
She's just like caressing the lasagna and
she's
crying.
She's like eating it like Garfield.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's a little weird. But they said she was in there for 2 days, which is.
Yeah. So that
lasagna for 2 days.
Was just like laying in her bed for 2 days. She's just like, why aren't I pretty? Lasagna, why am I not pretty?
Yeah, I do that a lot.
I have that feeling sometimes where I want to go put it in the fridge, but I'm like, I'm too lazy, and I just leave like leftovers just die.
Just like by your bed.
Uh huh.
Just like, I'm just gonna leave it
and
there.
And then there's times where I'm hungry, you know, and like I'm just lean that week. I'm like, why did I leave that plate? I could have fed myself with that. I should have ate it. If I would have put that in the freezer, I'd have something to eat right now.
So the next scene, Dorothy is, Dorothy and Sophia are in the kitchen and they're trying to, I don't know, Dorothy's trying to give her coffee or tea. And then
it was tea, but she didn't want it because it's going to stain the dentures.
Stain
her
dentures. She said she had to clean her dentures with Ajax. I'm like, you're going to die, though. Like, that's definitely poisonous.
The only way I can get it off is to clean the socks.
I know. She wants to shove socks into her mouth. And so.
But then she ends up wanting tea.
That was from her bondage days. Can you put a sock in my mouth?
She puts like that's like Italian condoms or just socks.
Right? Just socks. If you can get through this cotton, you're a strong shooter.
That muffin goes through a lot of socks.
I noticed Muffin was buying socks at the Walmart. $10 for a dollar. She bought $50 worth.
That's exactly how she talks.
I found a sock inside of you, Muffin.
You pull out, you're like, oh, shit, the sock is still in there.
That's why everyone got pregnant.
Oh, God.
And that's how Dorothy was born.
Yeah, through sock.
That's why she's so freaking big, dude. Because that was a super sperm. He's like, nah, fool. We're an alpha male. We're just gonna be girl, though. We're just gonna be a girl.
She was the toughest sperm to go through that sock.
and he was, and he had to put two socks on because Sophia was a little bit, you know, she had been around some of those guys.
She had a Play-Doh-ish vagina.
When she queefs, it just goes.
Play don't.
So gross. All I can imagine.
You just
like,
get a rubber band and put it up, and it looks all perky.
You need bungee cords.
Sophia's vagina.
Because
I'm actually like thinking about it. I'm like, no, she's pretty tiny. It's probably right. It's probably pretty small. Actually, you're true. Probably wrong. Like I look at it, I'm like real life.
You're like anatomical.
But you did wonder if she was shaven or not.
I'm sure she's not.
Right.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Maybe though. She was a freak.
She might. I don't know. What if? I don't know. Okay, so Blanche, I was going to say, like, what if Muffin was, like, a Tyler Durden for her, and she was really Muffin fucking all these guys? Uh-huh. Like, she was, like, you know, she was, like, not in her own psyche, you know?
Right.
Right? I don't know. That was a thought. Because Muffin just seemed like such a fake story to me.
Muffin.
Right? Anyway, that was just like something I wrote.
That's just something I wrote.
Like 3 o'clock in the morning. What if Muffins?
This is gonna kill tomorrow.
Right. Right. This is gonna be so funny tomorrow, and I'm like, no, this is really old Muffins, late night theory.
Her alter ego.
No, let's scratch that. So. Blanche comes in. She's been in her room for 2 days. She comes in wearing those, like, the fucking...
It's like a grandma dress.
Grandma baby doll dress. Like
Mexicans wear that dress when they hear a noise in the house, and they put that over their sleeping pajamas.
They come and they walk out.
I think...
They just call them sleeping pajamas. Yeah.
There's daytime pajamas
and there's sleeping pajamas. Look at this. I am 240 pounds, dude. I cannot be wearing daytime pajamas at night and vice versa.
Sleeping pajamas.
You put too much pajamas on this and I get hot.
There's too much. There's your pajamas for your bed. There's pajamas for going outside your bedroom.
Right.
Because your roommates are out there.
Yeah.
And also because I like to keep my bed clean. So I have the same, like, I actually wear shorts and a t-shirt. Not really, but because it's too hot. But yeah, you keep your stuff separate because you don't want the outside world stuff in your bed.
Yeah, you're right. I wear a lot to sleep.
But the sleeping
pajamas. Like, I just wear like full on clothes. Like I wear a bra to bed. Like, some weird person. Yeah. Hey,
but when you're 70 and your boobs are still up like freaking Blanche's, you're going to be happy.
And like pants and like long sleeve shirts.
I need my boobs to stay up. Nighttime is main sagging time.
I think the Llorona was wearing that dress. The Llorona is a mystical Mexican folklore.
Well, that's exactly what she looked
monster,
like.
But she did look like the Llorona right there. And she was crying.
And she was crying. She was like literally a Llorona.
Yeah. She drowned her kids in the river.
Oh, God.
And that's her ghost. But same dress. Same dress.
Better looking than Blanche.
Yeah, exactly. I used to have an ex-girlfriend that was, she's like, I don't want a daughter. Ooh. You know what I mean? Because you're like, why? I was like, this is too much competition.
You're like,
and I was like, are you kidding me? And then we're walking, right? And there was a guy, he had two daughters, and she's like, see, look at it. And then he slapped the mom on the butt, and the mom, swear to God, she turned around to the two kids, like, see, daddy still thinks I'm sexy. And what? I was like, oh, shit.
What?
I was like, it gets like that. It gets like that. Women like to be sometimes the only boss. Maybe that's a Mexican thing. I don't know.
That sounds like, I don't know.
There's
moms, like all sorts of moms that hate their daughters because they don't want
the competition.
Remember Precious?
Hey guys, remember Precious?
Oh, Monique was hating on her.
They hated her daughter.
What the fuck you gonna do going out like that? You know nobody wants your ass. Like, Monique,
eat that chicken.
Eat that chicken. You like that chicken, you fat fucker. And then eat my muffin.
There was that scene where she eats her mom's muffin. Do you remember that in Precious? You remember? Okay.
Now everybody's all. Even the DJ was all.
Where she calls her daughter to come upstairs, and then you hear like a moan, and it's supposed to mean that she ate her mom out.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know that unless you read the book. Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to go read
now
it
go
again.
Now go read the book.
Oh, God. It's so disturbing.
By Sapphire. It's and that's so what disturbing. She did to her mom's muffin. She pushed
that's
it.
That's so disturbing.
I know.
I like have a like, horrible I'm feeling sorry, inside guys. Me now.
Hey, that was, and that's a certifiable tangent. Because we were just talking about.
Totally
we were just talking about Blanche's dress, and all of a sudden we're talking about Precious eating her mama's muffin.
That was a tangent.
I was going to say, oh, I want a daughter. I want her to be beautiful and happy and things like that. I look forward to that, but then it's like, oh.
No, you can't say it after that.
I want a daughter. I definitely want a daughter.
Precious was like, shame, mom.
Your mom come close to me. You better eat a booty like groceries.
All right.
Anyways, Blanche's dress. Okay. She came in happy as shit. I'm sorry.
She's happy as shit. Okay. She's happy as shit. And then she's like, "All right, I'm happy now. I ate the lasagna. I fucked it. I feel better." And so Rose is like, "Let's go watch my rough cut because I edited without sound." And let's go watch it. And so
she didn't say without sound. She just says.
She says. there's no sound yet.
Wasn't she cutting up her face at that point yet?
Not at that point. At that point, she's happy. Then she watches the video.
Oh, then she watches the video.
And then she's like, "Fuck no!"
Oh, that's right.
But
she's just like so.
And can
like,
you imagine? That wasn't even HD video. So she even looked worse than she thought. You know what I mean?
Square.
Yeah, it's just a square. And then like those lines were just amplified if you get HD.
Right. There was no lighting. There was like, you know, she's probably like recording her in her bed crying. Because what was the last 2 days? Just her like
oh, that's
in her
right.
bed like with her profile.
She's like, Rose, just, like, come in here.
Mackley.
She's like, just, Rose, come in here. I need some help. Precious
come
style.
Mom.
So Sophia's like, Rose is busy. I can help you out with what you need.
There's a lot of Rose like eating pussy in this episode now.
That's why she has short hair. She doesn't want to get it in the way.
That it's yellow from the urine.
Yeah. Yellow from the urine. Cochino. That yellow hair. That's not blonde.
Right.
You stained my grays.
It's very yellow. My mom's hair is very yellow.
Right. Oh, man. And then so she's like, I'm gonna get surgery. Fuck this. I look horrible. I look like a pruny, wrinkling. She goes into all these adjectives about how ugly she is. I'm covered in lasagna.
You know pepperoni burns when they put it on your clitoris?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So she's like, like, I'm gonna get nip tugged, I'm gonna get all this stuff. And then Sophia's like, it's a shame that she's gonna keep that hairdo.
Which is so true.
She walked up, I'm gonna get my hair, my eyes, like, my breasts, my butt. It's a shame she's gonna get that hairdo though. Right.
I have never understood why old women like cut their hair short like that. I'm never gonna cut my hair short. Right.
It's because their hair, like women's hair, thins out as it gets longer, so they have to keep it short.
Spend the money on some hair extensions,
or else it just looks like that one dog that's all like, oh, and then just little hairs that come down.
Tiny hairs coming down. I don't care. I'll have that hair.
Just get a bump.
If you just have really long hair, it won't matter.
Just get the Jessica Simpson hair extensions.
That's what I was saying. Just clip in. Spend some money on hair extensions.
Jessica Simpson.
Why do you know about clipping Jessica Simpson hair extensions?
Yo, man, I was raised by women, man. I'm on a Golden Girls podcast, man. Like, come on, man. Like, even a straight guy's know some shit. You know what I mean?
I'm sure.
Well, because she uses real hair. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't want to do acrylic. Acrylic's gay. You can't do that. How are you supposed to know? I was like, I am well versed.
I mean, it's pretty impressive.
And plus, they have the best quality clip too. It's not cheap ones, you know.
Do you sell Jessica Simpson hair?
No, I don't. I just
Jessica Simpson.
Yay! I don't even know why I know.
This episode of Thank You for Being a Podcast was brought to you by Jessica Simpson
hair clips. The only real hair you need for your real hair.
Add more real hair to your real hair.
Well, because my mom, when she got extensions when she was younger, like they hot glued it on there.
I know, I've had them.
Oh,
they, like,
no.
Glued them in.
See, dude, now you're like, ah, thank you, Jessica.
Now we got clips. And so the next scene, Blanche, it's like the same night because they're wearing the same clothes. She's wearing the same dress. And she's making like a face out of magazine cutouts, right? Which I thought was like, not how you do plastic surgery. That's how you fuck your face up.
Well, yeah, but you know, we also don't have they didn't have the apps like we have.
The apps,
you know, like you can get an app and you can just pick all these features off of people and put it together and it can computer generate a nice little picture of your face for you. Back then, they were all like Max Headroom, like.
I just think this is something like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs would do. Like, I want her fucking eyes and everyone's okay with it.
I want those shoulders.
Well, you can't change your eyeballs. Like, that's just like, I mean, even with plastic surgery to like lift or what, like.
Yeah, like with plastic surgery, you should have your face and then like you can do this. You're not going to get someone else's eye.
Yeah.
And then someone else's nose. Like, exactly. You just alter what you have.
But again, back then, plastic surgery was like the sky's the limit.
They're like, we'll just cut you the fuck up. There's no guarantees. Like,
fuck it. Make a mold. We'll just make a mold. Fuck it. We'll make a mold and then put it on there. If it doesn't work out,
the same mold.
Right?
I think like the worst way to get plastic surgery is to say, I want so and so's features. Like, I feel like you have to go to like a good doctor and be like, just make me look like me but better.
Right. Enhance me. I want to be enhanced. Right. I don't want
to
be changed.
And when she gives that to the doctor, he's just like, okay. Well, let me tell you about the procedure.
And that doctor was the perfect like creepy plastic surgeon.
He reminded me of a Miami plastic surgeon.
Like, wow,
if you pay with cash, I'll do a half price.
That's my specialty.
Oh, that's right. I was all Cheech's Christ.
I've had some celebrity breasts in my hands before.
NBC Thursday night lineup
at 8 o'clock from 8 to 8:30, and it's a female.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. Then there was this part where like they talk about how Dorothy got her eyes fixed, which was kind of strange for me because she doesn't seem like the.
And you know what?
I was also like, why didn't you fix your nose though?
Right.
Well, she was
I thought about that too.
Yeah, you went hard on that.
I thought about that too, and I was like, maybe it's because her nose isn't fixed, and so they would be like, wait, you fixed your nose? It's not fixed.
They would think that the first thing that you would fix would your nose, not the one eye that has a little bit of an extra lip on it. You know what I mean? And then I'm all sad because she got the procedure done. Nobody knew she went to the hospital. Right. Nobody knew that she was out there. Nobody knew she was in fucking recovery. Because you got to be under.
Popped her eye back in.
Nobody changed her dressing. You didn't notice.
So she did what she should do: is just do an alteration, not fix, change everything,
enhance,
and then Rose.
Like I'm getting a boob lift when I get older.
You're mad.
I don't want that big man chichi. Like I'm all like 400 pounds and my man chichi. Can get all the manteca underneath, all the cheese, and
I used to have my really remotes nice under there. Man chichis. Now they're saggy.
Yeah,
well, they used to be perky and cute.
But we like tacos.
Yeah, we like tacos. And then Rose has her story about Step and Fetchick.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God, okay. This story.
This story was something else. And it was like the hairdresser of St. Olaf got together with, what was it?
She got plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery.
And everyone thought she was the most beautiful thing.
Right.
Yeah, Olga was the, she was horrible looking.
Horrible looking.
She got plastic surgery.
Olga Step. And then she married Adolf Fetchick. And they were Step and Fetchick. And they went on like tour.
Yeah. No, I think his name was Adolf Step because he was the dance teacher. Yeah.
The dance teacher. That's what it was.
And then she was Olga Step chick. And Step and Fetchick was like, this
Scandinavian
he was an actor in the 1930s. He was like a black actor that was like super he was not portrayed. He was portrayed in a very stereotypical way.
Oh, okay.
Step and check, like that chick is like, this is a black actor that was like, "Wow, Miss Molly!" Like super. And I was just like, are they making a black joke? I don't understand. And I don't know. It was kind of weird.
These writers got like little. It's like watching Shrek. There's like little innuendos in their layers.
Yeah, yeah.
We feel like we're peeling back the layers.
We're peeling back the layers.
That shit was funny.
Okay. And so, and then Sophia's little radio with the antenna was amazing.
Oh
yeah. She's like pulling it out.
Listening to Cyndi Lauper. What in the world? No, I'm kidding. She was listening to some hard music, though.
It was intense. It was some very loud rock music that she was listening to. Okay, the next scene, we're at the doctor's office. And she's doing a facelift. She's doing her boobs and all that stuff. And she's kind of like rubbing. I noticed. We all noticed that she's rubbing this like dog. There's a little doll, and you can only see like the doll's head, like the neck is cut off, and she's just rubbing its ears and like petting it. Like,
and I felt a little bit like weird that it was not really turning me on, but it was like, you know, she's got skills. You know what I mean? Like, I just gave her like a little bit of respect on it.
I feel like she was trying to, like, she was like, oh.
Yeah, like she was,
Oh, I want big boobs. Like, she was whatever. She said, oh, they're big, and that's what I want.
That's 20 seconds longer, she would have been like,
yeah. For real, exactly, like the dog would have been gone.
Definitely like some dick.
Like cochina.
She's like, how much can I get off of my surgery? Size if I just crawl under put your dick in my mouth.
I want your doggy in my mouth.
Creepy dick.
Oh my gosh.
Your creepy dick.
He probably is the worst dick. That mean was so creepy.
Right. He's probably uncircumcised because he's Jewish. But because he's bald, he probably just has hair on the side. Because he had like Bozo the Clown curls.
Imagine it's all anteater with Bozo ears. Like,
oh man. Gross.
This guy is definitely the worst. I did not like him.
But you know what I did like about him though? He stepped up for her.
He was like, I kind of don't want to touch you.
He's like, I mean, I want to touch you sexually, but I don't want to alter your look.
I don't want to alter your look. Yeah, he was like talking her out of it.
And I was like, marketing strategy not very good. Like, do you want to make money?
Yeah, I think that too.
Yeah, but maybe he's like, I want to make, I fucked this shit up and I want them to be liable for it. You know, and so he's going to like cover his bases.
Right.
And so, the scene ends. and dramatic music.
Oh, yeah, because then she's left with that decision. Because, oh, she did like that little soliloquy where she's like, this, my looks. My looks are so important to me. And this always has been so important.
My entire life. They've also inspired many men.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you, I will have this surgery. My looks are far too important. Like, she just,
you will,
like,
not dissuade me.
She just
words dissuade me.
Oh, man.
Their acting is so theater. Like, yeah, it's so exaggerated. Because it's like a lie.
She did a lot of theater. Yeah.
They're just so theater. Like, even like she does Betty White is like very like,
right?
What? Like, she just like makes these like big like faces right. in the background.
But Sophia's like the least trained, so she's just like, yeah, okay. Like, yeah, she's just like, whatever.
You gotta tell me I can't do something, I do whatever I want.
Yeah. Oh, she does move her hands a lot. So we see the hospital, Biscayne Hospital. Everything surgically ever done happens there, and then dramatic music, violin. And we see we're in the hospital room. And Blanche, it turns out it's not Blanche, but it's a dude.
But it was a head cast.
With a head cast, and he's naked.
First of all, what the fuck is a head cast?
Why did you think she was going to have like an actual cast?
Was
on
he
her
jumping
head?
On yeah. the bed and broke his head? Being a little monkey? He's like being a little monkey.
One fell off and broke his head.
That's the monkey.
Why isn't he wearing a scrubs? Like,
yeah,
why
was his dick out? Because that's how he gets them to go away.
Yeah.
He just shows them the freaking.
Just like, this is how, like, you don't show, like, even like, even if you were mistaken, you probably don't show them your dick.
Yeah.
Like,
I probably wouldn't, because I'm more of a grower, not a shower, you know what I mean?
Like, what if it was a woman? The woman's going to be like, not Blanche, check this out. These are her tits and vagina. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's and not I Blanche's like how... tits, but Blanche's tits and vagina. Oh, we know those.
Yeah,
but they were so, hey, but they were so,
she calls those. Us in. She calls me in for special time.
No, you know, he's like, you guys are
precious time.
Precious time.
She comes up for some precious time.
Precious. Oh,
my precious.
That was precious.
Oh,
that
was precious time. What the hell these four white bitches up in here for?
He's not pussy.
He's like, Rose, it's my turn now.
That's what Sophia's like. You need to get your money back. You have a black pussy.
And how? Hey, and how progressive though? They even thought about transgender.
Yeah,
back
right?
then.
Yeah.
They're like, maybe he cut it off.
Put
it
on. Like, the last minute. This is just so dumb.
Like, you're just gonna go transgender like that. Just, you know what? Fuck the boobs, they're too expensive. Is it cheaper to get a dick?
Just give me
the
a dick.
The doctor's like, you know what would be nice?
Okay,
so when the nurse then walks in and says that she canceled her surgery, so she's obviously decided not to go through with it, but the nurse like didn't even say anything about them being in that hospital room where they like clearly...
Right? Like,
how did they get in there? How did they know?
How did they choose that room?
They just randomly chose a room?
Did they text them and tell them what room it was in?
She just like... quietly goes along with what she's doing while there's like four ladies and this guy's clearly naked, like
right.
has a face cast, can't talk, like what the fuck? Do your job, nurse.
The guy probably had a full hard on.
Well, yeah, because that like, nurse had the classic nurse outfit on.
A wet tip.
Swing.
Oh, God, it's like
a wet tip.
I'm ready.
It's just a little pre-cum right there for you. It's a little pre-cum for that ass. You pull the sheet off and like a little piece sticks to it. It's like, wow.
He opens it and he just jizzes. He starts jizzing everywhere.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Well, what did they expect of doing a scene like that?
Right.
Four freaking elderly women looking at a dick like they ain't never seen it before. I was like, bitches, you guys know what that looks like.
I think they get dicks inside them regularly. I mean,
I think
Blanche
so.
Does, yeah, they do. For sure.
She's a hit it's at like the home.
They find out she canceled her surgery. And so they go back home. And she's stress? Nowhere to be found. She's on the run, I guess.
And everybody's stressed.
Everyone's stressed out. Where did she go?
Because there's no right. cell phones.
There's no cell phones, right? And so they, she comes home and she's like, she's fine again. It's like bipolar. She's like up and down. Like, yeah. It is not healthy. She's
got so many issues that she right? will not admit to. She's just like, I'm beautiful. I'm so ugly. I'm beautiful. I'm fine. Whatever. Yeah, she's crazy.
Or she's still having her periods.
Right.
No, I think she's not.
I was gonna say, I was like, because that week, right? That sounds similar to that week. Like, I hate you, I love you, I miss you, I don't want you here.
She could be going through menopause still.
Oh,
yeah, because there's an episode where she started, so she could still.
She's barely
be,
starting.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
53.
Wow, but yeah, back right? then, like, you know, now 53 looks different. Like, J-Lo's 40 something.
Right,
like
right.
when J-Lo's 53, she is not gonna look like Blanche. I can guarantee
yeah, nobody is. Like nobody does when they say their ages. I'm like, wait, I thought you're like 75. Yeah. Like you're all like, what is Sophia 107? Well, like that's what I just think when well, I
coconut oil.
They are all older in real life than they are in the show. In the show, they're in their early mid 50s. But in real life, they're like late 50s, early 60s. Mm-hmm. They changed their ages.
Yeah, but that's so weird because they should have changed like what they were wearing and how they looked, like maybe
right.
different
but,
hairstyles.
But that,
to
but that
look
was
younger.
That was yeah. not that far. I mean,
like that yeah. was
Blanche was wearing the hip shit.
I know.
Kind of.
They thought that was yeah. Blanche is the only one that's wearing the edgy
right.
stuff.
So when you see shit like that, like yeah. that Llorona dress was probably on the runway.
Yeah, probably. You're probably
that
right.
Llorona
probably
dress.
Now like a hipster.
Ralph Lauren
runway.
Was like, I call this the crier.
Llorona.
La Llorona in English. Like the crier.
Like a blood trail of right. dead babies down the runway.
Oh God.
Ralph Lauren for you guys. Yeah, he's edgy.
He's edgy.
His Mexican folklore lineup. 87.
I had to throw some flavor into the Golden Girls, bro. I put Tapatio on it.
It wasn't blood. It was Tapatio.
It was Tapatio the whole time. Okay, Sriracha, whatever
oh
you want.
Did you guys hear that he used actual dead babies on the runway? It was
God.
So amazing.
Right.
Don't leave me to stay.
Hashtag dead babies.
Dead babies.
They Instagram very well. And so Blanche is happy about her look, whatever. And so everyone's like, all right, cool. And then she keeps going, and she kind of tells everybody that they're ugly in this episode,
like
repeatedly,
a million times.
Yeah, like even though I'm gonna be fine as long as I'm with you, because as long as I grow older with you, I'll always be the most devastatingly beautiful.
Yeah,
and
exactly,
and by far the most desirable.
But yeah, she tells them that the plastic surgeon asked her on a date.
Oh yeah.
And then she's like, well, you know, he makes people perfect, so he wanted this body. And like
right.
she was like, now I feel fine about myself. But of course he asked her on a date because he was creepy as fuck.
Right. Mm-hmm. He probably fucks all of his patients regardless, before and after.
Yeah.
He's like, that's what gets him off. It's like fucking them ugly. Because
you know what, it's kind of like getting in on a business before it goes public. You know what I mean? Before it goes to the IPO, you get in, you make friends. You're like, yeah. That way, when she hits and has all the plastic surgeons, she's all hot and be like, remember, I fucked you when you were old and ugly.
Right.
You know what I mean? You gotta stick with me, girl.
10% off those NBC Thursday lineups. Oh, man.
I feel like he's like the kind of doctor that like as soon as a girl that just talked to him about getting plastic surgery leaves, he like takes out his lotion and like starts jacking it about like every girl that comes
right.
in. Like he's just a creeper like that. Like that's what I feel like.
If we weren't in this room together after she was touching that freaking dog, I probably would have too.
That's why that dog is there.
That dog was there. That was a symbolism of something.
It.
She
yeah.
definitely
in
was.
Way.
Like,
that was actually his dick.
Through the table.
Off the
It's brass. It's brass, baby.
What if it was just like a pixelated thing? No. She was just like...
He plastic surgeon his dick to look like a dog. And that was his dick.
Do you think he did it himself?
Yeah, probably.
General anesthetic.
All right, guys. We did it.
Yay! All right. Hey, man, thank you guys for having me. This has been really cool, man. I appreciate it. I like this little podcast.
Thank you. You are so awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
I like the whole concept and everything, man. It's like you opened up some... Like, right now, through talking to this, like, wow, dude. Like, these writers are really, like... Yeah, they're cool and it's funny and everything. On the front, but like you start delving in, like you pointed out like little subtle things, right. Like, you know, the black dude and, you know, different parts of it. I was like, these guys were fucking with us the whole time.
They were fucking with us. Yeah, for sure. We like to overanalyze the social points of 87 and the time of these episodes.
Definitely.
So yeah, we got it, guys.
We got it.
All right, and so Roberto, this comes out August 12th. Are there any shows that you would like to plug and social media people can find you?
You can hit me up on at Roberto the Comic on Twitter and Instagram. And RobertoRodriguezLive.com that has all my Facebook, because my Facebook's a little long. It's like, come in, Roberto Rodriguez. You know what I mean? Like, so it's got, it's got my YouTube on there. Muffin. Right. Anderson Spore. Muffin. I can't wait to go eat a muffin. I'm going to just cut the top off and just eat it.
The muffin top.
The muffin top. For Mexicans, that's the best part.
That's the best part.
That and stretch marks. A Mexican dude, like, you know, like, when we look at woman with stretch marks, we're looking at it like, wow, dude, like, you gave birth. That's so sexy.
You're fertile.
Yeah, you're fertile. That means you can do
that
it.
That means I can jizz in you.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Let's roll the dice.
Throw away the sock.
Yeah, you're not. You got 2 weeks. You're not fertile this week, right? Like, let's plan it.
Your body can stretch.
Your body can stretch. But I'm gonna be on the Latin Comedy Jam tour. We're coming back to Phoenix September 11th. September 11th at the Wild Horse Pass.
Okay.
So that'll be dope. And follow me on my social media. Thank you, guys.
Fantastic. Woo-hoo. Wow. Okay. So very, very soon. In a month from this airing. And Therese, where are you gonna be after August 12th?
Oh, let's see. On August 16th, I'm doing the Snap Battles.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tempe Improv.
At the Tempe Improv. September 2nd, I am doing the Switch at Crescent Ballroom.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then on the 21st of August in the Taffy Room at Stand Up Scottsdale, my friends that write for Cracked are coming out to do a show, and it's going to be really awesome. So you guys should come check it out because they're really funny. Awesome. Fantastic. Guys. Sure.
Yeah, and if anybody's in LA, come see me in LA too, because I get lonely because sometimes I miss my family.
Follow me on social media at That Girl Therese on Twitter and Instagram.
Yay.
That Girl Therese, for real. She be crazy and shit.
That girl.
Yeah.
And I will be August 12th through the 16th. I'll be at the House of Comedy in Arizona, opening for Miss Pat. Yay! I love Miss Pat. And you can follow me at Anthony Decimito on Twitter and Instagram. And along with our individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. It is Thank You For Being a Podcast as an acronym, TYFBAP at TIFBAB. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Thank You For Being a Podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, or any platform you use to listen to us today. The next episode is episode 21 of season 2. And it is The Priced Pupil with fucking special a guest in that episode, Mario Lopez, as a child.
Oh my God.
That's
going to
be a fun one. That's amazing.
You've probably watched that about 25 times. Like, yes, I'm Mario. You're so cute.
And so thank you guys for listening, and have a beautiful day.
Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.